Check, check. All right, it's on. All right. This is Lady Marmalade and...
DJ Joel. We're sitting here with the band members from The Coup. Maybe y'all could just introduce yourselves real quick.
What's going on? My name is Q. I'm on drums.
My name is Rick. I play the bass.
And my name is Steve. I play guitar.
So these are the people that are playing absolutely beautiful music behind Boots Riley. And keeping it going here on a tour. You're going to go head east real soon. And maybe y'all can just like tell me a little bit about how you came together as a group. I know you mentioned like a year. You mentioned like 2 weeks. How does this work, you know, the band of The Coup? Whoever wants to take it.
Well, we all play on the circuit in Oakland, representing Oakland, the Bay. And yeah, so we've known each other a long time, just ain't been on no tour like this. So Boots scooped up Q on drums and Q introduced us to Boots. So we on now. So yeah, it's all good.
We're coming to Olympia.
Yes.
Right on. Now you made the promise, so you're going to have to show up at some point. So you guys obviously play really great music, like I said. How does it feel kicking with somebody like Boots, who not only brings a soul, but he just brings such pertinent words, right? I mean, so like, how is that kind of like melding it all together? And how's it been for you all, touring with stuff like that? And then what kind of reception do you get? Because obviously everybody's going to dance to your music, right? People can't help but dance to the music. But then like, for yourselves and the fans, like, how many people really you think kind of grok the revolutionary spirit that's really coming with the music? Because this shit, you listen to the music, that shit's heavy. Yeah. It's some intense stuff. So, like, how does that come with you? And then how do you feel the fans deal with it, too?
With me, it brings me to a whole nother side of music and culture. Because, like you said, with Boots, the stuff that he is saying and delivering is real. It's all real, every word that he says. So to kick it around Boots, It brings that whole other element, you know, to my life. So I really enjoy it. And to see the response from the crowd is crazy. It's like 100 million Boots is everywhere. It's tight, though. I love it.
You want me to say something?
Hey, I mean, I appreciate y'all, you know, talking to us. For people of Olympia, anything in particular you want to say? I heard you say you're coming. I mean, anything move you all that you want to say within this musical movement? Well, I appreciate y'all talking to me.
Music, you know, music. Listen, buy The Coup, man. Listen to the support The Coup. Support all hip hop groups with a message. That's sending a message. Yeah.
Music with a message. Music with a motherfucking message.
Definitely.
Why don't you give a little shout out for this album that's coming up, just so people can get hip to what's coming up? That I assume that you all are playing some music on. Right, you got some beats coming on, so maybe why don't you let people know?
The name of the album is called Pick a Bigger Weapon, and it's hot. It's hot, that's all I'm going to tell you, it's hot. That's it, you have to buy it, it's hot.
It's got some cats who played for Parliament up on it. It's got, it's going to have us on it in a minute. We ain't recorded our spots yet, but we fin to on this while we on the road. Do our little 2 cents in, and we play some about 5 or 6 of the songs live, so the audience get to hear the new songs before they get out, and they dope, they funk, straight funk.
All I'm gonna say is get it, come out in March. Rick Jizzle.
Well, I really appreciate y'all talking to us. Let us stick a mic in your face right after you play that set, man. So have a good tour. Hopefully we'll see you in Olympia. Right on.
We got to give out the shout to our girl Silky. She sing for Boots. She got an album coming out as well, so look for her, Silk E from the town also.
Maybe we could get a chance to talk with her next. Yeah.
Yeah. Calling for Silky.
Hi. You're listening to Free Radio Olympia. This is Lady Marmalade and DJ Joel talking with members from The Coup right now. Hi, I'm Lady Marmalade. I'm with Free Radio Olympia. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're just hanging out. We're from Olympia, obviously. Okay. And just getting some interviews for the pirate radio out there in Olympia. There's a lot of Coup fans out there. And we're just kind of seeing how you're doing.
Hey, just hanging out. Just got through performing. You know, yeah. Feeling good.
How long you been singing with The Coup?
You know what? About a year and a half. About a year and a half. I mean, at the same time doing my own album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were telling me about your album. Can you tell me more about your album coming up?
The new album is called No Passes. I had one out in 2001 called Urban Therapy. And I'll be dropping a mixtape later this year, like November, December, and bring the album right behind that in the early part of the year.
Great, man. You have an amazing voice.
Thank you so much.
No problem, and a wonderful stage presence.
Thank you. Hey, when I feel the energy for the crap from the crowd, all I can do is give it back tenfold, you know?
So how long have you been doing stuff with The Coup and Boots and things like that?
Like I said, about a year and a half. But we're from the same place, so, you know.
How'd you meet?
Just through music. We're both on the scene over in Oakland. I'm from Richmond. Yeah, so I'm Richmond, California, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're right next door, and I do a lot of business in Oakland and had been there for a while and had set up, you know, my base over there and just crossing paths, and it was inevitable. We had to link up, you know? And he called me out. He was like, I'm doing this tour. I'm like, hey, it's nothing. Let's do it. I got you.
On your album that you're coming out with, it's obviously you singing, I'm assuming. Then what else do you have? You have, like, a band set up kind of like this, like kind of funky music, or is it a little different style that you have going?
You know what? It will be a band, but funny thing is I rap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm an MC, and that's my first love, period. And singing was something that my mom instilled in me because she always played the keyboard. So I was kind of shy of my singing voice because it was so heavy. But Boots, that's what he likes about it. So, you know, he called me out to do this, but I'm an MC first. So my stuff is more MCing, but I have singing on there, you know?
Now I'm excited to hear your rapping.
Would you like me to share something with you?
Please.
I say, what do you believe in? Is it lying, keeping up, bottled up, stressing, cheating, putting life on pause and only living on the weekends? Isn't that everybody? We in a hurry, see the chase currency. And Richard Carlson said we living life as a dress rehearsal in one big emergency. See, ain't no party after this. We all hustling to retire. Have a spot in shade, but some of us ain't lucky. We dodging prize. And three strikes is on us. From the East Coast to California, to them boys locked down in Kingston, Rikers Island, back to Folsom, keep on holding. While I'm smashing, hitting the gas, asking questions, taking it fast. Because too many keep getting in caskets, and our babies keep wanting the bastards. Why can't we grasp it? No disrespect, y'all take heed. Little mama finna check y'all from the neck. They say truth is in books, but we don't read. We fire up weed, take a hallucinogens. We get tattoos and body piercings. When the highlight of your day is who's in the bins, jealousy's colder in the grave and you're losing friends. Visions of a better day. Steadily, we celebrate occasions of one day importance. My heart is good, but so what? Love is foreign. Look in my eyes, you see hunger. To my mother, I apologize. People doubted if I'd ever rise, but she said, I believe she can fly, so I take on every tear she cried. She put something in me to be God-fearing, refused to be a tragic documentary. Tempting me, I'm not perfect, I'm working on myself with lyrics of passion, opinion, and scar tissue, and I hope it speaks to someone else. And the quote she'll read, in her hand she took destiny and tried to kick back with the world and spread urban therapy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Not much to say after that, that's great. Okay, can I ask you one more question? And then I'll let you go. And I think I'm going to ask Boots the same question. But, like, singing and rapping is just, I know for a lot of people, it's such an important way to be able to express themselves. Because the stuff you're saying is so real. You know, and how you come, you know, just being able to get that out, you know. So how has that been for you, for your own spirit, you know, your life of music, as far as a way of, like, expressing yourself? And then how have you felt as far as the reception from people with it?
Well, for me, it's about a growth thing. And every time I hit the stage or every time I get in the booth, even if I'm talking about just a cool day or just hanging out or, you know, something I didn't like or something I did like, it's just that full development and growth as a person. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to get that out. When you're able to get out anything, you're able to take it to the next level. If you stay caged in, whatever it is, be it infection, be it mindset, be it whatever, if it stays bottled in, you can't never push through, go and clean out what wasn't there, you know, what wasn't good for you, and go to the next level. So for me, it's all about growth. And then to get that back, you know, it's like replenishing yourself and, you know, passing back to your audience and hopefully being their outlet, where you're saying something that they can relate to, be it a hard time or like I said, a beautiful day, whatever it is, just being able to be their voice and them feeling like they had somebody that could get what they fell out on a public forum, I have to be able to do that tenfold because they might not have a voice where they're at. So I have to be that voice, or at least try to be.
I got one question, if that's okay, before you go. I have a little girl, and I find that there's not enough strong women out there in the forefront of the music industry, just saying really important stuff. What were some of your influences growing up, and how do you feel women have come today in the music industry?
You know, that's a sketchy question right there. My influences, honestly, was my mother, because she was strong, and I mean, she just was strong. I mean, I knew where she was. You know, she took care of business. She looked like something when she went outside. You know what I'm saying? So she was a positive person for me to look at and just see how she didn't ever let anything sit on her and weigh her down. She just pushed forward and, like I said, took it to the next level. But as far as women on the forefront, we do have some strong ones, and we do have others that are strong, but they are strong in other ways. You know, everybody has, I don't want to say their leader, but their person that they could go to that they feel is getting their message out. You know, it's just, if you can see where their message is leading them, then why would you want to end up where they gonna wind up ending up? You know what I'm saying? You gotta choose your battles and understand that certain battles are not, they're automatic demise. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as where they stand, I can't speak on that. I can only speak on what I'm gonna bring. You know, my message is, be you. And don't be uncomfortable being you, whatever that is, you know. Be proud of who you are. Step forward, you know. Karma is a cold thing, so, you know, watch what you do, but be you. You know, as long as you're doing that, you're going to talk to somebody else's heart, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, it's 98.5 and we are chilling free radio Olympia. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who you listening to? 98.5 and we're tuned in and we chilling with free radio.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could clap.